All right, everybody. Welcome to another Calendar Kids podcast here in the JLS studio. With me today, the one, the only, Hattie Harold. Hattie, how we doing?
Good. How are you?
Hey, we're doing great. It's a beautiful Sunday evening. We had a beautiful day. This podcast brought to you by Patriot Heating. Call Scott for all your HVAC needs today. So thanks. Big shout out to Scott at Patriot Heating. Hattie, thanks for stopping in. Are you ready for this?
I guess so.
You guess so? So another rendition of the Calendar Kids. Hattie stands in between Charlie and Ethan. And Hattie, you are in between two tall kids there.
Yeah, I look pretty small on that calendar.
Hattie's second from the left, holding the soccer ball, heading up captain of the soccer team, I believe, right?
Yep, there are four of us.
Four of you, you guys wear the armbands typically.
Yep.
Yep, so I thought I've seen that. Does that mean you get to talk to the refs?
No, not me. I mean, we all do at the beginning of the game, but...
Isn't that what captain means? If you need to go have a chat with one of them, you can
do
that. But
yeah, usually the coaches are the ones who end up having some nice words with the ref. So.
They do. That's what they're there for. Right? Yep. Telling you guys what to do and telling the refs what they want them to do too, right? All right, Hattie is the daughter of Steve and Kate Harold. Hattie has played soccer for 11 years, roughly. She said she was pretty young when she started. So we're going to have some good questions for you about playing soccer and going to New Richmond High School. How does that sound?
Okay.
All right. Well, you told me already. Hattie, where are you going next year?
I'm going to Gonzaga University in Washington State.
She wants to be a Zag.
Yep.
All right. Undecided? You don't know what you're doing?
No, right now I'm going for math, but not really sure what I want to do.
Oh, you like math?
Yeah, I surprisingly do.
No, that's awesome. That's great. I like math. I deal with numbers every day. Okay, Hattie, I did mention that you have one of the best names so far, Hattie Harold. I mean, that rolls off the tongue pretty easy, right?
Yep. People like to say it in a British accent, too. They think that's fun.
Can you try?
Hattie Harold.
Yes, that is great. I love it. So, Hattie Harold. Mine was horrible. Yours was on point. So, good job. All right. What other hobbies other than sports do you have?
Oh boy. Whenever people ask me this question, I can't think of what I do in my free time.
So you do nothing? You just sit
No, I don't know. I feel like my time's full, but I don't know. I like to be outside a lot. I read sometimes. I don't know. I go to school. I feel like that takes up a lot of my day. So
do you read outside?
Sometimes in the summer. Yeah.
Okay. But no other like hobbies that you're like into? I mean, like hiking or biking or...
We live out in the country, so I like to like walk around on our trails a lot. Yeah, bike rides. We have a cabin, so in the summer we go up there a lot. I like swimming, skiing in the winter.
So you just you like to stay busy?
Yeah.
With outdoor activities and just... You sound like just a busy person.
Yeah.
You're not taking one interest in a hobby. You're just... Do a little bit of everything.
Yep.
We said you're going to Gonzaga, Washington State. Oh, yeah. You're going to do some skiing out there?
Yeah.
Yeah, you should see your face right now. I should have had a picture of that. You're like, yeah, I think so.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of outdoor activities, hopefully.
Well, it's a beautiful area out that way. So, nice. All right, ready for question number two?
Sure.
You do realize that Ethan rapped at the end of his.
I did not realize that.
So I want to, and he was the last one. So you have to think about how you're going to upstage him.
Oh gosh.
Here, all right?
Okay.
All right. Here we go. Question number two. We talked about you being a captain already on the girls soccer team. Why were you chosen for that?
I don't know. There are only four seniors left playing now, but it was actually the girls who voted last year at the end of the season, and then the coaches approved those girls. I was a starting varsity player all of junior year, so, and not all of the seniors were, so I got a lot of playing time, so I think that was part of the reason. And then also, I think I just tried to be a leader, like even as a junior, I feel like I was definitely a leader, and people kept saying, like, I kept thinking you were a senior. I'm like, nope, not yet. So yeah, hopefully the girls look up to me for that, and that's why they chose me.
So you talk about being a leader, and I talk about this in my other podcasts. You brought up being a leader. I like that phrase because you're a captain. You got chosen for the calendar. As a leader, that means you were formed into a leader on the team. Did you have that at a younger age to look up to?
Thinking about when I first started playing, I honestly don't really remember. I mean, I was really scared I always played defense so that I didn't have to get into the action.
I'll just stay back unless they're attacking us.
Yep. I didn't understand offside, so I was like, yeah, I'll just play defense.
Like as a freshman or a sophomore, was there leadership that you were seeing?
I think last year, junior year, our seniors were really good leaders. They were really great players, and they were really good at including everyone. I think last year we had the closest like team we've ever had, really great bonding, very inclusive. So I think that's what I looked up to, was playing super hard on the field, but then being very inviting off of the field.
It's amazing how that works, isn't it? Because you take what you've learned, right, as that junior, and when you become a senior, you want to instill the same thing.
Yep.
You know, they're not even so much teaching you, but they're doing something, and you're learning by actions at that point, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a great answer there on that. All right, well, along with soccer and sports, Hattie, that's the only sport you play.
Yep.
So we know what your favorite sport is, right?
Yep.
You've played for 11 years, so you've got to have one of these. So we're going to start off with a low light and a highlight.
Oh, gosh. I don't know. Honestly.
Is there one thing in your mind where you're just like, as something that just stands out as, I wish that play would have never happened?
I don't think there was anything super embarrassing ever that I can remember.
Well, you went right to embarrassed. I'm like, well, I'm thinking like team aspect where you're just like.
Well, I'm trying to think, like, I might have had an own goal one time or something, but I can't think of a specific time right now. I just.
Hey,
my
great
team
attitude to have.
My team was horrible for so many years, though. Like
there was just
so I can't really, yeah, I can't really think of anything specific.
How about highlights?
I always loved getting a hat trick, the three goals. That was always a highlight. And then my team would call me a Hattie Hat Trick, so that I thought that was cool.
Well, can you say that in a British accent?
Hattie Hat Trick. Yeah, they never said that one in a British accent, but yeah. And then sometimes when we were younger, one of my coaches would be like, we'll get blizzards if Hattie gets a hat trick. So that was always a highlight when I was younger.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you're getting blizzards, I mean,
yep.
Maybe the next game I film, if you get a hat trick, I'm gonna go get a blizzard.
I'll keep that in mind.
Well, I feel bad that you said that your team was bad for so long. So you probably
really
can't remember a lot of the things that you don't want to remember,
yeah.
But it's the highlights that stand out that kept you going. It's like that one good shot in golf. You know, that's probably the first type of answer we've had like that, where you just put it like we weren't good for a long time. So, I mean, I don't know. There's so many. No, I shouldn't say it that way. Well, that's a good answer. All right, Addie. One I don't ask too often, you're a one-sport person, so I'm going to assume, are there any clubs or any extracurricular activities that you do in school?
Yep, I'm an STS mentor, so I help freshmen transition into the high school.
How long have you done that one for?
Since sophomore year.
Okay.
And it's changed a little bit with COVID throughout the years what that looks like, but yeah, basically we just get to be with the students and kind of answer their questions and help them get used to high school, give them tours. And then I'm also a tutor. I've done that for 2 years officially, but I've been helping people a lot.
I love the smirk on your face. You said that you're like, I've been helping a lot for a long time.
And then I also used to go to St. Mary's School and tutor after school too. What else? I'm a part of National Honor Society. I'm the president of that. That was just students in the club voted also. So
let's go back to like the hobbies question that we asked you and you couldn't think of any. And I'm thinking here, well, she just goes home and just does whatever she wants. No, you're just like involved in everything. So you don't have time for like hobbies and activities.
Yeah, but I also like my time alone. Yeah.
We all do.
Yep.
Well, that's interesting. So you stay really busy outside of sports and the school, and you brought up the National Honor Society. Upcoming here, I know I'm going to be live streaming it, graduation.
Yep, I'm one of the valedictorians, one of the 10, so I'm going to have to be giving a speech at that. So that's kind of consuming a lot of my time right now, preparing for that.
You know, you probably, once you graduate here, you know, because like a lot of these extracurricular activities, and you're going to find more in college. I think you're that type of person, just something to be involved with, because I think you like staying busy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of. I think you're going to take a deep breath when high school's all over and just be like, woo,
yeah.
Summer of Hattie Harold.
Yeah, I'm excited for the summer. People keep asking me, like, are you looking forward to college? And I'm like, yeah, but I'm more excited for the summer.
Just like, enjoy your time, and then, you know, come August, you're going to be taking off.
Yep.
Getting on a jet plane probably, right?
Yep.
All right, Hattie, so you've been playing soccer a long time. You kind of know what you're doing there probably when you go on the field and you know how to have fun. But everybody has one of these, and we ask this question. And you will not surprise me by any answer because of one of our previous ones. What is your preferred pregame routine? Whether it's like home games or away games, because I'll tell you right now, if you want to go back, listen to Jacob Dorman's, he runs 2 miles before a cross country meet. So I looked at him. I think I was speechless when he said that.
Yeah. So. That doesn't surprise me for Jacob, but that's definitely not something that I do. I don't really have a ritual. I know some of the girls have like superstitions or like,
yeah, like they need put to their do. Headphones on, they eat a they eat a Snickers bar, they have a Gatorade, and then they drink a bottle of water.
Yep.
All within 15 minutes of each other. And if they don't do it, it's gonna be
ruined. Yep, then we're gonna lose.
Bad. Yeah.
I'm trying to think. I do stretch a lot before games. I like to have a good snack. I think one of the things I've done a lot recently is take a nap, and that's just because I've been exhausted. So
I am laughing. We're going from Dorman to run at 2 miles.
Yeah, yeah. He's a little bit more motivated.
I take a nap.
Yep.
I have a snack, which varies. It's not the same thing every time.
When I was younger, I took a nap before one of my games, and then I think I scored a hat trick. So then the next time I had a game, I like tried to force myself to take a nap just so that I could play better again. But no, I don't really do that anymore. I think
you said the word hat trick.
Yeah.
You should have said a Hattie Harold hat trick.
Yeah.
Because you took a nap and you got a blizzard is what happened, right?
Yep.
So you forced yourself, I want a blizzard, I'm going to take a nap.
Yep.
That is great.
No, I don't really have any rituals now, though.
You're breaking like every question I have here. This is great. You don't have a ritual, you know, the worst performance. You're just like, yeah, we just were bad for so long. There was a few of them. I'm not even, they all clumped together in my mind. So these are great answers, Hattie. I love doing this interview with you because it's way different than I was probably expecting. All right. So going out, what bit of advice do you have for underclassmen playing sports, juggling time and getting all that stuff?
Oh, gosh. Let's see. I think it's important to really have a positive attitude and care about the other people on your team because you can be a really good player. But I don't know. I think thinking about some of the girls that we've had before on our team, they were really good, but they weren't really a part of the community. And I think you have a much better time if you're a part of the community, and then keep your grades up so you can play.
Well, there's always that, right?
Yeah,
you touched on it. It's a culture of the sport, right? Of the team that you're into, you know, and once you have that culture built within the sport that you're playing, it's easy to get and attract more kids to play that sport.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm a huge believer in powerlifting after my sophomore son was in it. And what they have, like 105 kids this year in powerlifting?
Yeah, crazy number.
You know, but the culture's there, and kids want to be in that sport, and that's exactly what you said. I mean, that's great advice to a student is let's have a great attitude, be involved in the community, if not the community, your school and your team, and so that's a great answer. Well, Hattie, I appreciate you coming in. You stopped in before you had to do your valedictorian speech, right?
Yep.
At the high school, so this worked out great. Folks, thanks for listening in. Hattie, anything you want to say before we sign off?
No, just thank you.
Thank you. Did you want to like sign off in a British accent?
No, that's all right.
he kicked it on. I mean, he told me what he listened to before and I brought some stuff up. He's like, yeah, I'm pretty sure I can rap that. I'm like, you want to do it right now? He's like, yeah.
Oh, and we brought it up. I'm going to have to go back and listen to that.
Okay, you have to go listen to Ethan's because he literally did nail it. And it was just fun to listen to him. He's a fun kid. He's got a lot going on in life. So, all right, Hattie. Well, thanks for joining us. And, hey, good luck in the rest of the season.
Thank you.
Maybe I'm foolish, maybe I'm blind, thinking I can see through this and see what's behind. Got no way to prove it, so maybe I'm lying.